This is Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, episode 30 for Wednesday, August 7th, 2019. Hello from Lincoln Public Schools. I'm Brian Fitzgerald.
And I'm Mindy Burback. Welcome to Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, our podcast that gives you an inside look at the people, activities, and programs that make Lincoln Public Schools the wonderful place it is. Brian, the countdown is on. Last week we had new teachers learning about Lincoln Public Schools, which is the feature of this week's podcast. This week, all of the staff are back in our buildings preparing for students. The buildings are buzzing. Teachers are getting their classrooms ready. And Monday, all kindergarten through ninth grade students will be starting the 2019-2020 school year. I know we have some special coverage planned for the first day of school.
Yeah, we're going to be out in the schools taking all kinds of photos. And I was going to talk about this later, but you brought it up.
So let's talk about it right now.
If you are a social media type, if you use Instagram, the tweeters, Facebook, any of those things, use hashtag first day LPS, all one word, as hashtags are. And we will be watching that all day and putting it into our stream. We're going to have communication folks all over the district taking photos. So if you see us around, you know, taking pictures at your school, we would love it if you came up and got a photo at your school, whatever school happens to be.
And this is my favorite day every year. There's like three favorite days. First day, last day. Oh, I got to include graduation and then the Salt Dogs game. And the first day in Salt Dogs game, they're coming up very soon. But yes, we have our communications team is out and about. But what I love is seeing what everybody from our community sends in for the first day of school. I love watching that on our webpage. You don't have to go out to Twitter. You don't have to go out to Instagram or Facebook. You can go onto our webpage, lps.org, and just watch them as they roll in.
Yeah, last day happens to be so many activities at the school. But first day, we get all the cute students before they're ready to come to school, standing with their backpack. A lot of times, you know, with the little chalkboard that says third grade or
when I grow up, I want to be.
Right. Just we get the best family submissions on the first day of school. So that's a great day. And again, hashtag first day LPS. And that will all be going on the front page of our website. So keep an eye out for that next Monday. Stuff that's on our front page right now. If you are a person that loves to see big numbers, there's an article about nutrition services on there, and you can just imagine the kind of stuff that they have to order in to feed 42,000 students and be ready for that when they come in. And this Monday, this past Monday, all of this stuff started showing up. So there's a story up there where you can kind of see some of that stuff. Just an example, getting ready for 4.6 million lunches. Wow, that's in a year. 4.6
million lunches in a year.
That's amazing. 1.3 million breakfasts. I can't believe that it's that percentage of the lunches, like that many students are getting breakfast. $1.5 million in fresh produce. So you can see all of this stuff and read about some of the stuff that goes into getting ready for feeding all of our students right there on the front page. The story was called Fuel for a New School Year. And then also, really great, there's a new letter up there from Dr. Joel, just kind of talking mostly to our staff, to our teachers, about some of the issues that students may be facing, some of the climate that they may find in their schools, and how to handle it. Just telling everybody that, you know, we all come with our own ideas, with our own thoughts, and sometimes we need to just kind of put those aside and remember that what the purpose of our education is, what they're there for, to be accepting of everybody. And at the end of the day, this is about learning and education.
And I really liked what he said about we don't ask kids how they got here. We don't ask them why they got here. When they show up, we give them all we have. We cannot ever lose sight of that. And I know one of the phrases that we use over and over here is all means all. And I just think it's a great message of basically boiled down to be kind. Everybody just be kind. And we're going to have a great school year, come together as a community, and we'll have a great school year.
Yep. So again, I'd really encourage you to go check out that letter and read what Dr. Joel is sharing with our staff. And now, after essentially putting it away the entire summer, the calendar is back. It's not full of sports yet, but we do have, again, the first day of school. It's on Monday. If you remember, the first 3 days of school are early dismissal. So you don't want your student having to stand around
waiting
for a ride on one of the first days of school. So remember that we're on a short schedule the first 3 days, and then after that we're on to the full schedule. So that is next Monday. We cannot wait.
We cannot wait. And we are going to start gathering those arts events from our schools. We're going to get them put onto our arts community calendar. We already have one loaded up August 20th. We've got our learning lunch coming up. We're so excited for our learning lunch series to kick off again. So we can't wait to fill up our community calendar full of arts events and our athletic events, and we'll be sharing those with you.
Yeah, and you know, we'll talk about this again next week, but if you are able to come for a learning lunch, to come, you know, around the lunch hour to the district office, the first one is always a lot of fun. Because Ed Zimmer comes and talks about some historical thing here in Lincoln concerning the schools, and it's always a real favorite of folks. People look forward to the first one.
And he's so fascinating how he does the research and find this historical information, and it's usually about stories of families, stories of individuals. It's not just about the buildings or the history of the school. It's connecting them to individual stories, and I love how he does that.
And, of course, the first season of Learning Lunch was all Ed Zimmer. So it's kind of a fun throwback to how the series started.
Wonderful. Well, Brian, Friday last week, Lincoln Public Schools hosted approximately 350 new teachers for breakfast in a full-day training down at Embassy Suites. We trained them on supports that we have in place here at Lincoln Public Schools as a district to support them in their classrooms and help them with teaching and learning. Today, we have highlights from that event. Those speakers included Lanny Boswell. He's the president of the Board of Education. We have Steve Joel, who's the superintendent of schools, and Sydney Jensen, special keynote speaker. She is the Lincoln High English teacher, but she was also recently named the Nebraska Department of Education Teacher of the Year. And then during break, I was able to catch up with some of these new teachers and get their perspective. So we'll hear from Anthony Anderson and Kim Biddlecom. They are Northeast English teachers. And fun fact about Anthony Anderson, he won Thank You Teacher several years ago. He was actually one of the students that won Thank You Teacher. He nominated Bruce Chapman, which he talks about in this podcast. So that's a fun fact. We also talked to Kinsey Molman from Campbell Elementary, Brooke Morrison from Elliott Elementary, Jorge Vera Chavez from Park, and Alyssa Schuster from Southeast High School. Let's take a listen.
My name is Lanny Boswell, and I have the honor this year of serving as president of the Lincoln Board of Education. On behalf of the school board, welcome to the 2019 New Teacher Breakfast. The Board of Education has established that the overarching vision of Lincoln Public Schools is to prepare all students to be college, career, and civic life ready, with a goal of 90% on-time graduation. There is no more important work than preparing our children to be successful adults. No mission is more challenging, more satisfying, and more essential to the future of our community. I want you to know that the board, the administration, your fellow teachers, and everyone at LPS are here to support you. We all want today to be the first day of a great career for you at Lincoln Public Schools. LPS is a growing district with over 42,000 students enrolled, an increase of 8,000 students in the last decade. LPS is an innovative district with a culture of continuous improvement. LPS is a student-focused district where all students are valued. And LPS is a community-supported district with thousands of volunteers in our schools every year. You are joining a great district, and we are so glad that you are here. On behalf of the Lincoln Board of Education, thank you for choosing teaching as a profession, and thank you for choosing Lincoln Public Schools. Please enjoy your breakfast.
My name is Steve Joel. I'm proud and to be the superintendent of schools here in Lincoln. I'm starting my 10th year. I have to tell you, going to bed last night and then getting up this morning, this is exciting. It's exciting to see the new faces. It's exciting to see the energy and the commitment. And so I want to echo what Mr. Boswell said and congratulate you on being selected to become a member of the professional team of arguably one of the finest public school districts in the entire country. And also, we want to thank you for selecting us. Lincoln Public Schools is a special place. You know, we live in a community that has the highest of expectations for excellence, but also an incredible willingness to help us when we need help. And you'll see lots of evidence of that with programs and interventions and things that we're able to do in terms of tapping into community resources. This really is a village that cares deeply about success for all students. And if you haven't heard it yet, you'll hear it a number of times. We believe that it's all means all in Lincoln. And as a district that has significant diversity, significant poverty, and a growing student population, the challenge is always on us to be able to move student success outcomes to a higher level. Now that's a pressure that, you know, we don't need anybody to hold us accountable because we are accountable. And that's what teaching is all about. It's about building relationships with each individual student. It's about meeting them where they are. It's about teaching them not only to be successful with regard to outcomes, but to also begin thinking about what are those future skills that students need to be successful in a future that's really hard for us to define. So it's things like teaching students how to be inventive, how to be creative, how to be collaborative, how to be good problem solvers, how to stay focused and committed to their work. And ladies and gentlemen, they're going to need our help. There's an awful lot of students in our system that come to us every single day, but have lots of needs. Help them. Help them be successful. Education is the gateway to a successful life. And we not only owe it to them, we owe it to their families, we owe it to the community, the state, and country. Without public education, there would be no democracy.
Good morning. Welcome to Lincoln Public Schools. My name is Sydney Jensen, and I'm the 2019 Nebraska Teacher of the Year. I'm so thankful to be here to congratulate you on this accomplishment. Y'all are joining an incredible school district, and you will be awesome. Let me tell you, I was never one of those people who always knew that they wanted to be a teacher. In fact, I had no idea what I wanted to do halfway through college. It was one summer in 2011 that I was counseling a cabin of around 10 9-year-old girls. We were walking to the cabin one night when we stumbled across a mama turtle. She was digging a hole by the pond, working slow and steady to lay her eggs, and we couldn't stop watching. Now, I don't know anything about turtles, but we went and found a book about them, and we stayed up late reading together and watching her work. We were following our curiosity and building our own learning community. When other campers and staff would walk by on their way to and from the shower house, my campers excitedly told them about the miracle of nature that we were all witnessing. We became amateur turtle enthusiasts, all because we happened upon a moment. That's when I realized I loved learning with kids, and that's why I became a teacher. I often think back to how that moment meant so much to me, and it wasn't until last summer, 2018, when Kentucky's Facebook page posted a video of another mama turtle digging a hole to lay her eggs that I knew the impact it had on one of those campers. There was a comment on the video that reads, "It must have been the 2010 era. I remember how fascinating my cabin mates and I thought that mama turtle and her babies were. Lots of hours spent watching. Glad to see the next generation continuing the tradition." And that's the beauty of teaching. We often don't know the impact that we're having until many years down the road. That moment changed my whole life, but I never knew that those kids would still remember it so many years later. So my first piece of advice to you as you embark on this new journey is to believe in the power of what you're doing every day, even when it's hard, even when nobody thanks you for it. Now, the other thing about working at a summer camp is that it is pretty solid teacher training. You get a group of kids on Sunday morning, and if you don't set expectations and build a community right from the start, you pay for it for just 1 week. Then those kids go home, and you get to try it again with the next group. You get better and better, and hopefully by week 10, you've got it down to a science. But teaching is different. August has to be your moment. You have one perfect shot to set your students up for success for the whole year, and that means two things. You must create a classroom culture where everyone feels safe, and you must create a culture where everyone has a sense of belonging. And remember that belonging is deeper than just inclusion. Once you've got those down, you add in great lessons that are purposeful, engaging, and authentic, and you find yourself in that sweet spot of learning. When I think back to my first year, I sometimes can't believe that I'm still a teacher. Luckily, I found my place at Lincoln High. I found my people, and you'll find yours too. Raise your hand if you ever watched the TV show Boy Meets World growing up. Yeah. I used to get off the school bus every day in middle school and watch it with my sister. Boy Meets World is about a group of kids and their teacher, Mr. Feeney, who taught all of their middle and high school English classes. After several seasons, the characters have grown up and they're going off to college. They're in Mr. Feeney's class for the very last time, and he says to them, "Believe in yourselves. Dream, try, do good." Topanga Lawrence, ever the perfect student, says to him, "Mr. Feeney, don't you mean do well?" And he says, "No. No, I don't, not this time." He tells them to go out into the world and do good. Now you go out into Lincoln Public Schools and teach. Do good for your students, their families, yourselves, our community, and the world. Do good.
Hi, we are here at the new teacher breakfast for 2019. The first thing I'm going to ask you to do is introduce yourself and where you're going to be teaching and what you're going to be teaching.
I'm Kimberly Biddlecombe, and I'm going to be teaching at Lincoln Northeast High School English.
I'm Anthony Anderson. I'm also teaching at Lincoln Northeast High School English, so I have a team here.
And Anthony, I understand you actually graduated from Northeast. Tell us a little bit about that.
I did. I'm a graduate of 2015, so it's a little nostalgic walking into the building where I went to high school, but I think there's also a lot of benefits to it. There's a lot of people I can go to if I have any questions or need anything, so it's exciting to have those connections right away when you get into a building.
And it's going to be a little bit weird because, I mean, you were in that building just 4 years ago. Now here you are as a teacher, and you're going to be working alongside some of those teachers who've had an impact on you. Is there one teacher that you're really looking forward to working with that you had as a teacher yourself?
Bruce Chapman teaches theater at Northeast High School. He has for 30-plus years, and he was my high school theater director, and I took every class that I could with him. So working alongside with him is a dream come true. It's everything that I wanted to happen when I was a teacher. So,
and you're shaking your head, so I'm guessing you must have also went to Northeast. Is that true?
No, but I just met Anthony yesterday, and so I kind of have been learning from him, like, who to go to for help and where everything in the building is. So I feel a lot more comfortable knowing he's my buddy.
So where did you come from?
Maine.
You came all the way from Maine to Nebraska. What brings you to Lincoln, Nebraska?
So my fiance just graduated from the University of Maine, Orono, in wildlife ecology. So now he's studying pallid sturgeon for Nebraska Park and Game.
Wow. So you guys have had a whole week of being in the buildings and doing professional development. What have you learned, or what have you gotten out of that experience?
I think the biggest thing that I've learned is just how compassionate all of the teachers I've met are so far here, and just how willing they are to help fellow teachers coming in, especially from far away like I am. And just everyone seems very willing to help each other out. And the curriculum is just awesome, and I'm really excited to dive into it and meet new people.
Fabulous. How about you, Anthony?
I might have to agree with that. Everybody is very nice, and I just think that it's amazing how connected you can be with other people. If you need help, you know you can go to someone and they can help you out. I also like to see that Lincoln Public Schools is kind of on the edge of curriculum. I feel like they're always trying to do something that's up to date, that's one better than they've done before, so it's really cool to see that we're keeping up with the times.
Fabulous. Thanks, you guys, for talking with me today, and I wish you guys the best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm here with two more new teachers here at Lincoln Public Schools. I'm here with Kinsey and Brooke, but I'm going to have you introduce yourself and tell me a little bit about you.
Hello, my name is Kinsey Molman. I will be teaching third grade at Campbell Elementary this year.
Hi, my name is Brooke Morrison, and I will be serving kindergarten, second grade, and fourth grade students who receive special education services at Elliott Elementary.
Fabulous. Okay, so tell me about one teacher who made an impact on your life. We're going to start with Kinsey.
I would say my first grade teacher, Miss Everett. She made a huge impact on my life. She was understanding and she listened very well.
And I would also say my first grade teacher, Mrs. Joza, she was very inclusive with students with special needs, and that kind of made me want to be a special education teacher.
And here you guys are teaching elementary school, so how exciting. So this whole week you guys have been doing professional development. You've been learning. This breakfast is kind of the end cap of the week. What's something that you really value about Lincoln Public Schools?
I value like the inclusive curriculum and using the WonderWorks curriculum to help students fill in the gaps when they do have significant missing skills, and taking that and building upon where they're at.
Fabulous. How about you, Kinsey?
I really value the resources provided for teachers and students, and I value the diversity of Lincoln Public Schools.
Fabulous. What is your one hope for the school year?
I have quite a few students with missing skills and missing like big gaps, and so my hope is to have that desire to inspire them to fill in those gaps and be a really good student and just help them see that we can do this if we partner together.
Kinsey, what's your hope this school year?
My biggest hope for this school year is to build quality, positive relationships with students, and to also create a positive learning environment for my students.
Wonderful. Thank you guys both for teaching at Lincoln Public Schools. We're so excited to have you here. And I'm here with two more new teachers here at our new teacher breakfast. Why don't you guys introduce yourself? Tell me where you're going to teach.
Hi, I am Jorge Vera Chavez, and I will be at Park Middle School.
And I'm Allie Schuster, and I'll be at Lincoln Southeast High School.
Welcome, you guys. So tell me a little bit, like, where did you come from? Are either one of you guys products of Lincoln Public Schools?
I actually graduated from Ord High School, so I am not a product of LPS. And then I taught 4 years in Grand Island, Grand Island Senior High, so that's where I'm coming from.
Welcome.
I was born and raised in Lincoln, so I went to Calvert, Lux, and East, and I graduated from UNL in 2011 and decided to come back and be a teacher and got my teaching certificate through UNK.
So you guys have been teachers or non-traditional students, and so you're here now new to Lincoln Public Schools. What is your one hope that you guys have for this school year?
So I taught at a high school before, and I will be at a middle school. So what I'm hoping for is to get more experience. My certificate is 7 through 12. That way I can be a roundabout teacher that I can teach both in middle and high school levels.
Very good. How about for you?
Well, since this will be my first year teaching, my biggest goal is just to build a strong relationship with the school and also with the students and just start to begin to build that sense of community.
Fabulous. So you guys have had a whole week of professional development, learning about Lincoln Public Schools and your curricular areas. What is something you're taking away from this week?
I guess for me, I feel like there's a really strong sense of support given from district level and school level and even department level. So I'm really looking forward to that and just using my resources within my school and within the district and just working towards collaborating with other Spanish teachers.
Fabulous.
So picking back off Allie, the World Language Department here in Lincoln has been awesome. So working with others, and it was great working with the other new teachers. And I've also had some of the teachers here from LPS be my teachers through my master's courses. So I am really excited to meet them throughout the school year. Dr. Jamie Swanson was my teacher, and she said that we'll be working together this school year. So I am really excited about that as well.
Wonderful. Well, I wish you guys the best of luck this school year, and we'll be watching for big things coming from you and your schools. So thanks for coming.
Thank you.
That was such a fun morning. You and I were both down there, down at the Embassy Suites last Friday morning. Sydney, I think we could both just listen to her talk about anything all day long.
Right? I just love listening to her. I mean, she's so energetic when she speaks, but I mean, the accent, the Georgia accent. She's from Georgia, and she actually said that in her speech. You're probably wondering why I can't speak English. It's really kind of funny. But yeah, I could just listen to her stories and listen to her. I would love to take a class with her. She would be a fabulous teacher to learn from.
Absolutely. And yeah, her stories talking about the mama turtle up at Camp Kataki, I think, is where she said she had worked that summer. And what an opportunity that was to find out how she just loved not not necessarily teaching students, but learning with her students.
Yeah.
And saying, you know, we don't know this. Let's go find out.
Let's explore and learn together. I think that's so great.
It was such a good message for the teachers that were in attendance that morning.
And also it was fun to get that energy. You know, we had a busy week, but then on Friday morning to see all those new teachers and to see them so excited to start their careers here with Lincoln Public Schools. And there was such a great energy. And Kim and Anthony teaching at Northeast High School, you know, I think they've been to so much professional development the whole week. They kind of built this team bond, you know, and I think that's going to go far for them, because part of what Sydney had talked about that we didn't highlight here today was about, you know, find that teaching partner, find that person who supports you, who you can develop with. And I think those two definitely have that teaching bond. And for Anthony to teach alongside one of his heroes, so to speak, is kind of interesting.
Right. And for her to know that he's been there, you know, that's kind of fun, where it's like, hey, it's almost like I've got a secret in.
I know the secret handshake now.
I don't have to act like I don't know what's going on here. I can go ask him and exactly. He can tell me. And it's probably completely different for him. Coming at it from a different angle, I think it'd be difficult.
I would
to
too.
Be in a building where you had been as a student,
and for staff to see you then on that other side, I think that would be interesting.
Your interview with Kenzie and Brooke was fun. Brooke, clearly, you know, really liking how much support she feels and what a priority it is to. Again, this goes back to all means all.
To supporting all students.
To say, you know, if a student has a difficulty learning something, we need to find ways to bridge that gap, to figure out, you know, how do we bring all students along.
And appreciative, both of them, that the district supports all students and supports teachers in their mission of supporting students. And I love that both of them were inspired by elementary teachers, and that's what made them become, I think, all of us have that certain somebody who inspired us to do what we do. And both of these ladies were talking about elementary teachers who they saw in their life and that inspired them to become these teachers.
Or Miss Kenzie out there or Miss Everett,
yes,
to have inspired
Kenzie.
And I'm sure that anybody that would have known both of them will be able to see a little bit of Miss Everett and Kenzie and the way she teaches. So
definitely.
Always fun to have teachers that aren't necessarily right out of
college,
or even if they are right out of college,
right,
you know, not necessarily, you know, 21, 22 years old.
That maybe, you know, they might be coming to us from another district. They're not new to the teaching field, or maybe they are new to the teaching field, but this might be their second career journey. And so I love listening to Jorge and how he's done the high school thing, and now he wants to try his hand at middle school, and he's really excited at teaching Spanish and the foreign language to the middle school age students. And then Allie talking about, you know, Southeast High School and all of that she's done this first week and being back. So,
well, that was a fantastic interview with all of those folks. It was fun to hear that again. We'll have that. We have a couple pictures that we took. We took a bunch of pictures now. but if you look in the feed, we've got a few that we're going to include here. And there was a story up on the website last week about the breakfast. So if you're really interested more about what happens at that new teacher breakfast, always a fun time, and you can read more about it there. So that all said, if there's anything you've heard today you'd like to learn more about, as I was just saying, you can find that and more at lps.org/podcast. And if you'd like to subscribe, we're on just about all the services. Just search for Lincoln Public Schools, and I'm sure you'll find us. Otherwise, at lps.org/podcast, there's direct links to all of that. And that's all the time we've got for today. Thanks for joining us here at Stories from Lincoln Public Schools.